Greetings, everyone, from the Civic Center. Welcome to high school basketball 2013-2014 on WHTC and WHTC.com. It's a battle for first place in the OK Green Conference and a rare Saturday afternoon game today as the Holland High Dutch take on the Maroons of Holland Christian High School. I'm Greg Chandler. I'll be calling the action for you this afternoon. Both teams suffered their first losses in OK Green Conference action on Tuesday, but came back last night with victories, the Dutch defeating Byron Center 50-45, while Holland Christian down Hamilton by a score of 52-31. Now, this is the first of two games between the Dutch and the Maroons that will take place over the next 6 days that will go a long way toward determining who this year's champion will be in the OK Green. The Dutch are 5-1 in the Green. They are 12 and 2 overall. The Maroons are also 5-1 in conference play. They are 10-3 overall. And as I said, both of them lost on Tuesday. The Dutch lost to Unity Christian, while Holland Christian fell to Zeeland West. And Zeeland West, the Ducks have been coming on of late. They are 5-2 in conference play, so they are definitely a factor in the conference race as well. When we come back, we'll have the Spectrum Health Zeeland Community Hospital pregame show and talk more about these two ball clubs. But first, let's take a two-minute timeout. You're listening to high school basketball on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, and streaming online at WHTC.com. Welcome back to the Civic Center. Greg Chandler with you, and welcome to the Spectrum Health Zeeland Community Hospital pregame show on WHTC and WHTC.com. The Dutch and the Maroons were supposed to have played this game back on January 24th at the Civic Center. You hear the roar of the Maroon platoon as the Maroons take to the court, but that game was postponed because of the winter weather conditions, so it was moved to today. So this is the first of two games between the Dutch and the Maroons that will take place in the next 6 days. They will rematch next Friday at the Dutch Dome, and we'll have that game for you as well on WHTC and WHTC.com. The Dutch are 12-2 coming to the ballgame. They're 5-1 in the OK Green. They have lost two of their last four games. They were beaten on Tuesday night by Unity Christian 54-51. Last night, they defeated the Byron Center Bulldogs in a battle 50-45, and the Dutch struggled in the early part of the ballgame. They were down 12-8 after one quarter, but came back with a 22-point second quarter for a 30-26 lead. Byron Center hung around in the second half and actually had a chance late in the ballgame. They had the basketball down by three, but Dante Hawkins, the Dutch's outstanding senior point guard, got a steal and was fouled and then hit two free throws, and that cemented the victory for Holland High. Aiden McAuliffe led the way for Holland with 14 points. Dante Hawkins added 12 for the Dutch as they go to 12-2 on the season and again improved their league record to 5-1. On the other hand, Holland Christian was victorious last night, defeating Byron Center, or rather Hamilton, by a score of 52-31. The Maroons played terrific defense in the ballgame, particularly in the second half. It was 34-24 Holland Christian at the half. Then in the second half, the Maroons limited the Hawkeyes to just 2 points in the third quarter and five in the fourth quarter. So a grand total of 7 points the Hawkeyes were able to muster against the Maroon defense, and the Maroons able to pull away and come away with the win. Holland Christian was led by Justin Dykegraff with 15 points. Dykegraff is a guy who's really been coming on strong over the last couple of weeks after missing the early part of the season with an injury. Kyle Steggenga, the three-year starter for the Maroons and the leading scorer for Holland Christian, added a dozen points. Nick Hill had nine for the Maroons as they improve to 10-3. 5-1 in the OK Green. And looking at the OK Green standings heading into today's game, you have Holland at 5-1, you have Holland Christian at 5-1, and then lurking right behind them are the Zeeland West Ducks. The Ducks, who have been a bit of a surprise after a last-place finish last year in the green, they are 5-2 in conference play, and they had a big win on Tuesday against the Maroons as they dealt Holland Christian its first league loss of the season. In the girls' varsity contest that preceded this one, it was all Maroons as Holland Christian defeated the Dutch by a score of 54-32. Ellery Mass led the way for Holland Christian with 13 points, while Lexi Bovin added 8, and Alyssa Garveling pulled down 15 rebounds for the Dutch. Morgan Ricketts and Martha Den Herter had 9 points each in the contest. So Holland Christian already has a victory this afternoon in basketball, varsity basketball action, with the girls already prevailing. Very good crowd on hand here at the Civic Center. The parking lot is full here at the Civic Center, and as well as the auxiliary lots. The color guard is getting ready to take to the court for the usual pregame ceremony. And you hear the Holland High fans behind me as the Dutch do their usual dive drill. It is going to be loud in here this afternoon, and this should be a terrific, terrific ball game. You got some great individual talent. Dante Hawkins for the Dutch, Kyle Steginga for the Maroons, and this should be a great, great contest. When we come back, we will have the starting lineups and the opening tip-off of this afternoon's ball game. But first, let's take a 2-minute timeout. You have been listening to the Spectrum Health Zeeland Community Hospital pregame show on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, and streaming online at WHTC.com. Welcome back to the Civic Center in Holland, and time to meet the starting lineups for this afternoon's game between the Holland Dutch and the Holland Christian Maroons. First for the Maroons, coached by Jason Meor in his first season, assisted by Brian Pujol and Jason Rock. They'll send out at a forward Kyle Steginga, a 6'6" senior. He averages 19 points a ball game. He has been the Maroons' leading scorer 3 consecutive years. He is joined up front by Justin Dykgraff, a 6'5" senior. Justin had 15 points last night in the victory over Hamilton. At center for the Maroons, Sam Vanderslice, a 6'7" junior. In the backcourt will be Nick Hill, a 5'11" senior. And then Jared Dykstra, a 6'3" senior. For the Holland Dutch, coached by Paul Chapman, assisted by John Crampton. They'll send out at a forward Tyler Johns, a 6'3" senior. He'll be joined up front by Aiden McAuliffe, a 6'3" senior. At center, Kyle Bartholomew, the 6'10" junior. In the backcourt, Dante Hawkins, a 5'9" senior, who averages close to 20 points a game. And finally, Anders Nordheis, a 6-foot junior, who is in his second year as a starter for the Dutch. The Dutch are in the road red uniforms, white numerals, and a little hint of black trim. The Maroons are in the familiar white uniforms, maroon numerals, and a hint of silver trim. Jared Dykstra shakes hands with Paul Chapman, bumps fist with the officials, Nick Hill being introduced, followed by Nathan Walters, who's actually getting the start for the Dutch today at a forward position. Then Vanderslice, and finally Kyle Steginga being introduced to the Holland Christian fans. It is a full house here at the Civic Center for this crosstown rivalry. And the Maroons get on their chest as they huddle up, and the Maroon Platoon student section does likewise just a few feet away. Just about ready to get this underway. The opening tip-off presented by South Shore Laundry, a full-service laundromat offering drop-off laundry service. I'd like to tell you that this broadcast is a copyrighted presentation of the Michigan High School Athletic Association and the Holland Station of the Midwest Communications. Any retransmission or other use or descriptions of the accounts of this game without the prior written consent of the MHSA and the Holland Stations of Midwest Communications is strictly, and I do mean strictly, prohibited. Now, the Maroon Platoon jumping up and down across the way from me. The Dutch are waiting, and here come the Maroons breaking out of the huddle. It will be Kyle Bartholomew jumping for the Dutch, and Kyle Steginga will jump for the Maroons. It's going to be loud in here. The Dutch will go left to right across your radio dial. The official steps in the center circle. This first place showdown underway. And the Maroons control the opening tap. Nick Hill will bring it up against Dante Hawkins. And Hawkins has Hill guarded very closely. Holland will open on a man-for-man defense. Jared Dykstra has it right side. Down low to Vanderslice. Down low to Stegenga. Puts it up. No good. Vanderslice with the put back. No good. And Bartholomew has the rebound for the Dutch. Rebound is going to be a key in this ball game. Let's see how the big guys do. Dante Hawkins comes to work for the Dutch. Over to Tyler Johns. Right foul line extended. Top of the circle is Anders Nordheis. Now Johns with it between the rings. Over to McCullough. McCullough being guarded closely by Walter. He's the defensive stopper. Driving the lane as McCullough puts it up. No good. Vanderslice with the rebound for the Maroons. In the front court, Walters. Over to Hill on the baseline. Here's the pass knocked out of bounds by Johns. It will stay Holland Christian basketball. Maroons to inbound, baseline left. Walter slaps the basketball, looks for someone to pop open. He's going to airmail it into the backcourt, and boy, Hill almost getting over and back that time. Dykstra has it on the left side to Vanderslice, and Sam directs a little traffic. He wants Stegenga to get down low. Anders Nordheis is running Stegenga, and he's giving away about 6 inches. With it is Walters, right foul line extended against McAuliffe. In the corner to Stegenga. Back outside to Walters. Now to Dykstra. Jared for a three. Off the back of the rim, no good. McAuliffe has the rebound for the Dutch. Here comes Hawkins. He's wearing a mohawk. Hawkins down the lane. Puts the shot up. No good, but he got fouled. That's going to be on Nick Hill of Holland Christian. Hawkins does a great job of getting to the basket and creating contact. He gets to the line frequently. Dante over an 80% foul shooter at the line. Hawkins shooting toward the stage end. Free throw, swish. So Dante puts the first point of the ball game on the board for Holland. 1-0. We played a minute of 21 so far here at the Civic Center. Hawkins gets ready for his second. Fires, got it. Dutch with an early 2-0 lead, and they press. Walters will bring it up against McAuliffe. Dribbles past him. Hawkins nearly took it away from him. Hill has it. Over to Dykstra, slashing along the baseline. Shot blocked partially by Johns. Stegenga chases it down in the corner. Back outside to Dykstra. Now to Walters between the rings. Over to Hill. Nick puts it on the floor. Comes to the free throw line. Over to Stegenga, right side. Kyle for a three. Right side. No good off the back. McAuliffe has the rebound for Holland. McAuliffe will dribble it ahead, up ahead to Johns. Johns dishes back to Nordheis between the rings. Now to McAuliffe, way outside on the left, over to Hawkins. Hawkins on the dribble. Hawkins drives on Hill toward the basket, kicks it in the corner to McAuliffe. McAuliffe back to Hawkins, right corner. Hawkins dribbles back out toward half guard. Hill comes out on him. Bartholomew comes to set a screen for Hawkins. Hawkins down low to Bartholomew. The ball gets away from him, and it's going to be Holland Christian basketball. They try to screen and roll, but Bartholomew didn't really get a good position underneath, and the ball went off his hands. Pressure put on by the Dutch. Inbounds comes to Hill. Hill doubled in the backcourt. Gets it ahead to Dykstra. Bruins break the press. Dykstra over to Walters. Walters slashes toward the basket. Kicks it out outside of Spanderslice. Now to Hill. Over to Dykstra. Open for three. Yes! Jared Dykstra with a three-pointer from the right side. McAuliffe with the front court for the Dutch. 12-foot fadeaway. He got it. So the Dutch come right back after the three-pointer from Dykstra. 4-3 Holland. 5:10 to go, first quarter. Hill with it, front court. Hill over to Dykstra. Jared on the floor. Down low to Vanderslice. Vanderslice with a pretty spin move around Bartholomew, and he puts in the reverse layup. 5-4 Holland Christian. With it is McAuliffe, top of the circle. Walters claps his hands. He wants Aiden to try to shoot. He won't shoot it. Here's Hawkins. Hawkins over to Johns. Johns is a good three-point shooter, and he nails it. He hit it with Stegenga in his face. 6-4 Holland. And already three late changes in the early going. Here's Walters with it right side, back outside to Dykstra. Thought about a three, Johns knocks it out of his hands, the ball out of bounds, and they're going to say it went off Dykstra's head, and it's going to be Holland basketball, and Jared can't believe it. So the Dutch get it back after a great defensive play by Tyler Johns. Inbounds comes to Hawkins. 4:20 to go, first quarter, 7-5, the Dutch lead it. Bartholomew, left high post, over to Hawkins. Dante for three. It hit the rim, it hit the glass, and it goes in for Hawkins for a triple. 10-5, Dutch. Here comes Walters with it for the Maroons against McAuliffe across the timeline. McAuliffe, ball kicked by McAuliffe, and it's going to be the Maroons getting it back. Howard Christian will inbound in front of the scorer's table. Walters slaps the basketball. Gets it into Nick Hill. Hill being guarded closely by Hawkins. Hill now double, gets rid of it to Walters. Walters drives to the basket. The ball rims out, no good. And Vanderslice took it away from Bartholomew and put it in. Good job by Sam Vanderslice to take it away from Bartholomew and put the shot in. 10-7, Holland. Hawkins with it front court outside to Nordyce. Honors pull-up jumper from 10. He got it. Honors Nordyce with the pull-up jumper. 12-7, the Dutch. Inbounds comes to Hill. Hawkins all over him in the backcourt. Hill will dribble it up. Now Johns comes to double. Hill has to find someone to pass it to. He's in trouble. And Jason Muir's going to have to take a timeout because Hill was not going to get the ball across the timeline. 3 minutes exactly to go, first quarter. It is 12-7, Holland. It's a 30-second timeout. This timeout presented by Jackie's Place Restaurant. Choose from a variety of combinations. Just $7.99, starting at 4 p.m. I'd like to tell you about an event that's going to be coming up next Friday when Holland and Holland Christian meet again at the Dutch Show. The two student councils at the respective high schools have put together an event called Keeping the Love Local. It's a community fundraiser, and proceeds from the event will go to Community Action House, Heights of Hope, Hand to Hand, and Escape Ministries. It starts with the girls' varsity game at 6, followed by the boys at 7:30. There will be raffles, games, and family activities in the Holland High Commons between 6 and 8 o'clock. So be sure to check out the action next Friday as Holland and Holland Christian meet again. Here's Dykstra driving. He bumps into Bartholomew. Cow blocked the shot. Here comes Holland the other way. Hawkins with it in the front court. Gets a screen from Bartholomew. Hawkins over to Aiden McAuliffe, left side. McAuliffe on the dribble, back outside to Tyler Johns between the rings. Johns will leave it for Hawkins. Hawkins on the dribble against Walters. Over to McAuliffe. McAuliffe drives the lane, can't get the shot away, back outside to Nordhuis. Now to McAuliffe, top of the circle, over to Hawkins. Dante on the left side, Bartholomew sets a screen for him. Hawkins, jumper from 15, no good. Good block out by Dykstra. He's got the weak side rebound. Here come the Maroons. Here's Steginga breaking in on the left side. Puts it up and in. That's Kyle's first basket. Good fast break opportunity by the Maroons, and they capitalize. 12-9, the Dutch. 2 minutes to go in the quarter. Hawkins with it. Drives the lane. To the hole. Finger roll. No good, but he's fouled. And Dante put the pedal to the metal that time. Foul on Hill. That is Nick Hill's second personal. Subs wait at the scores table. Max Weirda gets ready to check in along with Justin Dykraft for the Maroons. Trent Ramos getting ready to check in for the Dutch. Hawkins shooting two. He made a pair earlier in this quarter. First one for Dante. Got it. Vanderslice and Hill check out as Weirda and Dykraft come in. Bartholomew will sit, so the Dutch go much smaller. Johns will become the post guy at 6'3". One more for Hawkins. He has 6 early points. Hawkins, 4-for-4 now. He has 7 points. 14-9, Holland. 2 minutes exactly to go in the first quarter. Walters with it in the backcourt. He's double-teamed. Ball tipped by Hawkins. Weir retrieves it. Ahead to Dykstra as the Maroons break the press. Here's Steginga, slash to the basket, missed it underneath. Rebound knocked out of bounds. It'll be Holland basketball. Nordyce inbound it. sellout crowd here at the Civic Center watching this contest. Holland Christian won the girls' contest earlier, 54-32. Hawkins comes to work against Weirda for the Dutch. Hawkins puts a move on, drives the lane to the hole. Contact, puts it up and in. Dykraft went down. I thought that might have been a charge, but they did not call it. They're letting them play. And Hawkins with 9 early points for the Dutch, 16-9. Weirda with it backcourt working on Hawkins. Hill getting ready to check back in. Weirda leaves it outside for Steginga. Steginga working on Nordice. Over to Dykstra for a three. In and out, no good. Rebound, Balfour. And Ramos comes away with it. Here comes Trent with it, and Ramos is fouled in the front court by Dykstra. Ramos was giving away 5 inches underneath the Dykstra and somehow tipped it away from him and got the rebound. Dykstra will check out as Hill returns. 1:08 to go, first quarter. Holland with a 7-point lead, 16-9. Hawkins to inbound in front of Jason Neor. Inbounds comes to Nordheis. Anders on the dribble between the circles over to McAuliffe. McAuliffe hasn't been able to get a shot off so far. McAuliffe over to Nordheis. Now to Hawkins on the left side. Now to Johns. Johns from way outside missed it. Tyler took that from about 7 feet beyond the arc and he left it short. And you hear the Maroon Platoon chant. Inbounds comes to Weirda for the Maroons. Weirda one-on-one with Hawkins as the Dutch continue to press. Hill with it now against Johns. Gets it across the timeline. Hill stops in the lane outside of Weirda. Max with a 12-footer short. Rebound Steginga. Steginga has it taken away by Hawkins. Steginga took it right back. Ball knocked out of bounds. And I believe we're going to get a foul on the Dutch. It will be on Dante Hawkins, his first. First team foul on the Dutch. Maroons have 3 team fouls. Walters to inbound, 37 seconds to go in the first quarter. Inbounds, kick save and a beauty by McAuliffe. Maroons will reset. Walters to inbound it, gets it into Hill. Hill, way outside on the right, over to Weirda. Weirda wants Steginga, gets it to him left of the lane. Kyle, turnaround, shot blocked, but we're going to get a foul. They got their choice on this one, and it could be either Nordheis or Ramos. They were both in the neighborhood. It'll be on Ramos. That's Trent's first. Steginga will shoot two for the Maroons. Kyle averaging 19 a ball game. Steginga eyes the rim. Rainbow in and out, no good. Dykstra back in for Holland Christian, and Mason Rosado will check in for the first time for the Dutch, a 5'9 junior, or senior rather. And Demetrius Lake, who was just called up from the junior varsity about a week or so ago, is in for the first time for Holland. Steginga will have one more, 28 seconds to go in the first quarter. Kyle fires. Got it. And that's Kyle's third point of the ball game. 16-10 Holland. 28 seconds to play in this first quarter. Johns inbounds it to Hawkins. The Dutch will play for one, I presume. Hawkins walks it slowly up court. And he as he often does, he stops just past half court and dribbles. Weirda does not come out on him. Down to 15. Now the Dutch start to move on offense. Hawkins makes his move down to 8. Hawkins down the lane to the hole. Puts it up and in. A circus shot by Hawkins. And a long three-quarter length shot of the buzzer. No good. And Dante Hawkins has been unstoppable for the Dutch in the first quarter. He has 11 points. It is Holland 18, Holland Christian 10 after the first 8 minutes. You're listening to high school basketball on 1450 WHGC, Holland's hometown station, and online at WHGC.com. Second quarter action underway here at the Civic Center. The Dutch lead at 18-10. And Holland has the basketball working left to right. Dante Hawkins, who had 11 first quarter points, brings it up over to Demetrius Lake. Mason Rosado has it now outside to Hawkins. Hawkins puts a move on Walters. Hawkins step back 15-footer. No good. Steginga skies for the board for the Maroons. Here comes a long pass ahead to Dykraft. Dykraft to the hole. Puts it up and in. A nice long diagonal feed from Stegagunt leads to the fast break opportunity, and Dykraff has his first basket. 18-12, the Dutch. Hawk is with it way outside on the left. We'll leave it for Lake. Lake drives back outside Rosado. Mason measures up a three. Yes! Rosado with a triple from the right side, and he punches his fist in the air. 21-12, the Dutch. Stegenga brings it up against Ramos for the Maroons. Tries to drive the lane, puts up a shot off the glass. It's good. Oh, Kyle took that one all by himself that time. 21-14. Hawkins has it front court for the Dutch. Hawkins works on the left side against Walker. Hawkins will put up a three. It's in and out. No good. Stegenga with the rebound for Holland Christian. That was halfway down and popped out. Stegenga front court. In the corner to Weirda. Max with a pull-up jumper from 10. Left it short. Lake with the rebound for the Dutch. Here comes Holland on the run. Lake. Lake kicks it off to Ramos right side. Back outside to Lake. Lake over to Johns. Now to Rosado. Mason with it on the side. Now to Ramos between the rings. Over to Lake. Lake will drive to the hole. Puts up a shot from 10 feet. No good. The rebound to Stegenga for the Maroons. Kyle will dribble it up himself. 6:18 to go in this first half. Stegenga with it in the front court. Kicks it over to Walters, right side. Walters bounce pass over to Weirda. Weirda works his way down the baseline. Outside to Dykstra. Jared for a three. He got it. Jared Dykstra, his second triple of the ball game. And the Maroons cut the lead to four, 21-17. Hawkins with it in the front court. Hawkins back outside to Lake. Now to Johns between the rings. They're trying to get Hawkins in a one-on-one situation every chance they can, because the Maroons don't really have anybody to match up for him quickness-wise. Here's Hawkins driving the lane. Off the window. It's good. 13 for Dante. 23-17 the Dutch. Here comes Weirda with it for the Maroons. Over to second. And Weirda threw it away. And that was caught by Hawkins. Nordyce back in for the Dutch, and Kyle Bartholomew will get off the bench, and Jason Muir responds with Sam Vanderslice off the bench for the Maroons. Holland 23, Holland Christian 17, 5:24 to play till halftime. This is for first place in the OK Green. Both teams 5-1 in conference play. Demetrius Lake brings it up. Hawkins out of the ballgame right now for the Dutch. Lake over to Rosado, right corner. Underneath, and Rosado threw it away, but Nordyce retrieves it. Nordyce back outside to Lake. Lake to Rosado. Rosado on the dribble. Crossover move to the free throw line to Lake. Lake tries to penetrate. Cut off by Stegenga. Now Ramos. Trent with a 15-footer. No good. Rebound Weirda for the Maroons. Here comes Max with it. Weirda ahead to Walters. Walters down low to Vanderslice. Vanderslice drives on Bartholomew. Puts it up. No good. Rebound battle for Lake. Comes away with it for the Dutch. Here comes Lake on the run. Lake behind his back, puts it up, no good, but he traveled. And Lake can't believe it. Lake tried a circus move that time. He tried to go behind his back as he drove to the basket, and he took that extra step. Pressure put on by the Dutch on the inbounds. Inbounds comes to Walters. 4:44 to play in the second quarter. 6-point lead for the Dutch. Walters across the timeline. Walters working between the rings, looks for someone to open, and now Weirda has it. Weirda right foul line extended. Down low to Vanderslice. Vanderslice shot no good. He had a little trouble getting the shot over Bartholomew. Here come the Dutch on the run. Here's Lake in the front court. Lake cut off by Weirda. Now he'll dribble it back out. Ramos comes to set a screen for Lake. Over to Nordhuis. They swing it over to McAuliffe on the left side. Aiden on the dribble. Now to Ramos between the circles to Lake. Lake on the dribble. Lake crossover move. Step back. 17-footer. He banked in it off the glass. The ATM was open for Demetrius Lake. 25-17. In the front court is Stegenga. Stegenga double just past half court. Gets rid of it to Dykstra. Outside to Weirda. Back to Stegenga. Kyle tries to penetrate. Dishes off to Walters. Walters over to Weirda. Back to Walters. Not a Kyle Stegenga. Stegenga works the baseline. In the corner, Weirda. Max will try a three. No good. Rebound Nordhuis for the Dutch. Nordyce into the front court, across the timeline, over to Lake. Driving the lane, puts it up, no good, but he's fouled. And the Maroons are having problems with the Dutch point guards, first Hawkins and now Lake. Foul was on Dykstra. That's his second. So he and Hill each have two fouls. Lake at the line makes the first. Dykgraf will come in for Dykstra. 26-17 the Dutch. That matches their largest lead. Lake with one more. Free throw on the way. Got it. And Lake checks out. Hawkins comes in. 27-17. The Dutch lead it. 3:20 to go in the first half. Steginga to inbound it. Gets it into Walters. Walters will walk it slowly up against McCollum. Walters across the timeline. Comes to the top of the circle. And Walters will now back it up as Jason Muir wants a new play. Now Weirda has it. He pounds his chest as he got the basketball. Over to Dykgraf, right corner, down low, underneath the Steginger, a first layup, missed it. Bartholomew, a flusa shot. Steginger got his own board, though, and Bartholomew fouled him on the putback attempt. So Bartholomew is has altered three or four shots already underneath the basket for Holland Christian. They're taking it right at him, but Bartholomew is doing a good job of avoiding the foul. Steginger to shoot two. First one for Kyle is nothing but net. That's his sixth point. Steginga and Dykstra each have six right now, but right now Dykstra's on the bench with two fouls. Steginga second, the rainbow misses, and Bartholomew has the rebound. 27-18 Holland, 2:48 to go in the half. Hawkins on the dribble outside McCullough. McCullough fakes the three, can't pull the trigger on the shot. Now Hawkins with it on the left side. He'll dribble it back out. Hawkins is matched up against Steginger right now. Hawkins will launch a three from deep, no good. Rebound Walters. Walters comes up court for Holland Christian. Walters. Walters in the lane. Kicks it out over to Vanderslice. Vanderslice shot blocked by McCullough. Here comes the Dutch the other way. Here's Hawkins. Hawkins drives the lane to the basket. Puts it up. We got a charging foul against Hawkins. Somehow, Steginga got back and took the charge. And the Holland faithful not happy. They thought Steginga was not in position. Fouling Hawkins his second. Lake is back in for the Dutch. Nordyce will sit. Hawkins is going to stay in the ballgame for now. 2:17 to go in the half. Holland up by nine. Weirda will bring it up for Holland Christian. Weirda working on Hawkins. Leaves him outside for Walters. Now Steginga, who gets a screen from Vanderslice. Steginga kicks it out to Weirda. Now to Walters. Now to Dykgraf. Justin for three. No good. Bartholomew with the rebound for Holland. Right now, one and out for the Maroons. Hawkins will dribble it across the timeline. Bartholomew comes to set a screen for Dante. Hawkins on the dribble on the right side. Leaves it outside for Lake. Lake on the dribble. A minute and a half to go in the half. Lake over to Ramos. Back to Hawkins. Dutch taking their time out here. Hawkins waving everybody away. Bartholomew comes to set a screen for Dante. Hawkins in the corner of McCollum. He can't pull the trigger on three. Back outside to Hawkins. The Maroon platoon chant, boring, boring. Here's Lake with it. Crossover dribble, drives to the basket. Up off the window, it's gone. Demetrius Lake with six off the bench. It's a 29-18. Hawkins with a takeaway on the inbound, and he scores. It's 31-18 Dutch, and the pressure taking its toll on the Maroons. Walters brings it up against Lake. Across the timeline, 50 seconds to go in the half. Walters drives to the basket, contact, and we got a foul. It's either Bartholomew or Lake. It is on Bartholomew. That is Kyle's second. And Paul Chapman doesn't think the foul should have gone on the big fella. Walters will shoot two for the Maroons. First one for Nathan is good. That's Nathan's first point of the ball game. Nordyce will come in for Hawkins. Good move by Paul Chapman here to take his star guard out of the ball game with a 12-point lead. Second free throw for Walters, no good. Ramos clears it for the Dutch. 40 seconds to go in the half, 31-19 Holland. Lake over to Nordyce. The Dutch may play for one here. Ramos has it between the circles. They do a little weave on the outside. McAuliffe has it now. Now to Lake, down to 25 seconds. And Lake is going to back it out. Weirdos does not come out on Lake. Down to 20 seconds. And Lake just continues to dribble the basketball near half court. Weirdos does not challenge him. Down to 12 seconds. Down to 10. Lake starts to make his move. Lake, top of the circle. Lake tries to penetrate. Kicks it out to McAuliffe. McAuliffe tries to the free throw line. Puts up a 15-footer. Yes! And that's the end of the first half here at the Civic Center. And Holland High School, led by Dante Hawkins, has opened up a 14-point lead. It is the Dutch 33, the Maroons 19. Let's take a three-minute timeout, Lindsay Michaels. And when we come back, we'll have the Spectrum Health Zeeland Community Hospital halftime show. You're listening to high school basketball on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, and streaming online at WHTC.com. Welcome back to the Civic Center, and time now for the Spectrum Health Zeeland Community Hospital halftime show. It is Holland 33, Holland Christian 19 at the half at the Civic Center in this first place showdown. And right now, the difference in the ball game has been the play of the Holland point guards, Dante Hawkins and Demetrius Lake. They have just lit the Maroons up for a combined 21 points in this first half. We had three lead changes in the first 3 minutes of the ball game, but after Hawkins hit a three to put the Dutch ahead 7-5, the Dutch have stretched the game up. It was 18-10 after the first quarter, and the Dutch have continued to build on that lead, and they now lead it here by a score of 33-19. Take a look at the scoring for the Dutch. Dante Hawkins leads the way with 15 points, while Demetrius Lake has 6. Aiden McAuliffe has 4. Tyler Johns has 3. Mason Rosado has 3. And Kyle Bartholomew has 1. For the Maroons, it is Kyle Steginga with 6. Jared Dykstra has 6. Sam Vanderslice has 4. Justin Dykgraff has 2. And Nathan Walters has a single point, adding up to 19 points for the Holland Christian Maroons. Again last night, the Dutch and Maroons were both victorious. Holland defeated Byron Center 50-45, while Holland Christian knocked off Hamilton by a score of 52-31. In some of the other games in area high school basketball last night, Zeeland West had a big win. They are right in the thick of this race as well. They beat Unity Christian 63-59 as Brent Burrows, the senior forward for the Ducks, had 7 three-pointers in the contest. It was a close one all the way, 12-8 Ducks after one, 28-19 at the half, but Unity made it interesting in the second half. But the Ducks able to hang on, and they are just a half game behind the Dutch and the Maroons in this OK Green Conference race. Some other scores from last night. It was Saugatuck defeating Fenville by a score of 65-59. Zeeland East fell to Muskegon in a tough ball game. The Chicks gave the Big Reds some issues in the fourth quarter, but the Maroons, the Big Reds prevailed 68-60. It was Black River falling to Muskegon West Michigan Lutheran 85-45. Holland Calvary defeated Fruitport Calvary 77-50. Saugatuck over Fenville 65-59. That game aired on her sister station 92.7 The Van with Gary Stevens on the play-by-play. So those are some of the other results that took place in high school basketball action last night. The Dutch making their way back out on the court, and the Holland fans right behind me making a lot of noise. The Holland Christian players are still back in the locker room getting some Well, probably maybe a tongue lashing from Jason Mior right now, or trying to find some way to motivate his team down by 14 points. When we come back, we'll have the second half of tonight's ball game from the Civic Center. But first, let's take a 3-minute timeout. You're listening to high school basketball on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, and streaming online at WHTC.com. Greg Chandler with you back here at the Civic Center. Get ready for the second half of this ballgame. Holland Christian will have the basketball to start the second half, and they've got work to do. They trail Holland High 33-19. The five starters that started the game for both teams, all out there right now. The Maroons will work left to right across your radio dial. Kyle Steginger will inbound it to Nick Hill. The rest of the Maroon lineup is Nathan Walter, Sam Vanderslice, and Jared Dykstra. For Holland High, it's Dante Hawkins, Anders Nordheist, Tyler Johns, Kyle Bartholomew, and Aiden McCollum. Walters with it. Over to Steginger. Kyle with it on the right side, working on Nordheist, spinning. Nordheist won't let him get by him. Steginger with a turnaround jumper. No good. Put back by Vanderslice. And Bartholomew tipped it, but it still went in. Steginger with the basket. 33-21 Holland, just underway second half. McCollum with it, right side for the Ducks. Spinning. Right side, 10-footer, no good. Rebound battle for, and Dykstra clears it for the Maroons. Ahead to Hill. Hill into the front court, caught off by Hawkins. Bound pass down low to Vanderslice. Vanderslice spins on Bartholomew, puts it up and in. Vanderslice with a nice move down to the baseline. Puts it in, and the Maroons have scored the first 4 points of this third quarter. They've cut the Holland lead to 10. Hawkins with it. Crossover dribble. Step back. Three-pointer. No good. Long rebound chased down by Dykstra for the Maroons. Here comes Nick Hill with it for Holland Christian. Outside to Steginger. Hawkins knocked it away, but Hill retrieves it. Hill over to Dykstra. Dykstra to Walters. Walters in the corner to Dykstra. Down low to Vanderslice. Vanderslice working on Bartholomew, left of the lane. Spins on him. Bartholomew won't let him get a shot away. Walters has it now, top of the circle, over to Steginger. Steginger, he'll try a three over Nordheist. Off the back of the iron, no good. Vanderslice with the rebound, but McCollum took it away. Here comes Hawkins with the touch. Pass ahead to Johns. Johns breaks it on the right side, puts it up, no good. Contact, no whistle. Paul Chapman wanted a foul, he didn't get it. Here's Hill with it. Four of the Maroons. Over to Walters. Walters drives on McAuliffe. Walters, 8-footer. Rims out, no good. Bartholomew with the rebound for the Dutch. Here's Hawkins with it. Hawkins into the front court. Hawkins down the lane. Puts it up and in. Hawkins drove around Vanderslice and put it in. He has 17. Holland 35. Holland Christian 23. Walters working on McAuliffe. On the dribble. Over to Hill. Hill way outside on the right. Now to Dykstra. Dykstra does a good job of faking. Johns out. Puts up a 15-footer. No good. Rebound underneath by Walters. Walters shot. He put it up over Bartholomew and he put it in. Nathan Walters had to arch that shot to get it over the 6'10 Bartholomew. 35-25 the Dutch. Bartholomew right high post. He has Vanderslice all over Bartholomew. Has to leave it outside for Nordheist. And Nordheist will back it out. Walters doing a good job of denying Dante Hawkins the basketball. Johns with it. Johns will hand it off to Nordheist. Nordheist top of the circle. Over to Johns. Johns on the left side. Tyler on the dribble. He gives up his dribble. Has to leave it for McCollum. And Paul Chapman wants rotation. Nordheist to Johns between the rings. Hawkins finally has it now as he was able to shake free from Walters. 4:40 to go in the third. The Dutch lead by 10. Bartholomew sums to set a screen for Hawkins. Dante launches a three and it's through. 20 for Hawkins. That's his season average. Holland 38, Holland Christian 25. 4:25 to go in the third. Dykstra down low to Vanderslice. He's doubled. Vanderslice working on Bartholomew. Gets him up in the air and Bartholomew commits the foul. That's number three. Good up fake by Sam Vanderslice that time, and he'll go to the line. .420 to play. Trent Ramos and Demetrius Lake wait at the scorer's table. The Dutch are going to go to their small lineup here as Paul Chapman will lift Bartholomew with his third foul. Vanderslice makes the first. That's 7 for Sam. One more for Vanderslice. Sam fires, missed it off the back, and they're going to get Steginga going over the back of Tyler Johns. Johns in inside position. Steginga climbed his back and tried to bat the ball back to one of his teammates, but got whistled. 38-26, Holland High, 4:15 to go in the third. Hawkins with it, over to Ramos. Now to Johns, right side. Johns dribbles right to left around the perimeter, now leaves it outside for Hawkins. Hawkins over to Lake, left corner. Demetrius for a three. Got it! Demetrius Lake, who just was playing on the junior varsity 2 weeks ago, has 9 off the bench for the Dutch. And that's their biggest lead, 41-26. Vanderslice has it right of the lane against Johns. Tries to back him down. Puts up a right hook. Puts it in, and he draws the foul on Johns. Vanderslice used his height advantage and drew the foul on Johns as he put in the right-handed hook shot. Now, Vanderslice continues to get better and better all the time. Vanderslice completes the three-point play. He has 10. 41-29, the Dutch. 3:40 to go in the third. Lake with it in the front court for the Dutch. Over to Johns. Now to McAuliffe. Aiden's been quiet so far tonight. McAuliffe outside the Lake. Lake will try another three. This one's no good off the back. Rebound Vanderslice. Vanderslice has the ball knocked away, and we're going to get a reach in on Hawkins. Good call there. Hawkins thought he could pick the pocket of Vanderslice. He got a piece of the wrist. That's number three on Dante. So Hawkins has three, and Bartholomew has three for the Dutch. Hawkins stays in the ball game, though. Paul Chapman will keep him in the ball game. Pressure put on by the Dutch. Steginga ahead to Walters as the Maroons beat the press. Steginga dishes off left side. Hill will try a three from the left side. Yes! Nick Hill, his first basket of the day, and that's a triple. And the Maroons on a 7-0 run. 41-32, Holland. 3 minutes to play in the third. Hawkins drives on Walters. Over to McAuliffe. McAuliffe on the left side. Now to Lake. Demetrius has it on the right side. Loses the basketball. Gets it back. Back outside to Hawkins. Hawkins way outside on the left. He'll dribble with the basketball near half court. Dykstra follows him. Hawkins continues to maintain this dribble. 2:40 to go in the third. Now Dykstra comes to challenge, and we're going to get a reaching call on Dykstra. As Hawkins tried to drive right around him. That's three on Dykstra, I believe. Max Weirda and Justin Dykecraft return for Coach Beor. Dutch will inbound across the way from us. Lake will trigger. 2:38 to go in the third. Howland was up 15 a moment ago. The Maroons have cut the lead to 9. Hawkins with it, working across the timeline. Hawkins way outside on the right. Rommel sets a screen for him. Hawkins dribbles it off the foot. Dykstra's got a steal. He's got Steginga ahead of him. Look out below. Steginga with a two-handed stuff. And the Maroon faithful on their feet. And Paul Chapman wants time. It'll be a 30. This timeout presented by Jackie's Place Restaurant. Choose from a variety of combinations. Just $7.99 starting at 4 p.m. It's Holland 41, Holland Christian 34. The Maroons have reeled off 8 straight. You're listening to high school basketball on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com. Two 14 to go in the third quarter. Holland Christian on an 8-0 run. They've whittled a 15-point Holland lead down to 7. Inbounds comes to Ramos in the front court. It is loud in here. I can hardly hear myself think. Hawkins has it. He's got Walters all over him. Hawkins over to McAuliffe, right side. Back outside to Johns. They swing it around to Lake on the left side. Lake on the dribble. Outside to Hawkins. Hawkins drives. Puts the shot up. No good, but Weirda fouled him. So Dante will go back to the line to shoot 2. And Dante is 4 for 4 from the line tonight. The Dutch have not missed a free throw yet tonight. First free throw for Hawkins, and got it. Hill back in for the Maroons, 21 for Hawkins. 42-34, the Dutch lead by 8. 1:56 to go in the third. Second one for Hawkins, he got it. He's 6-for-6 tonight. 43-34, pressure put on by the Dutch. Hill being pressured by McCollum. Weirda gets it across the timeline, gets rid of it to Hill in the front court. Ball taken away by Hawkins, and we're going to get a reach-in. Actually, that was Lake with a steal, and Nick Hill put his arms around Lake to prevent what would have been an easy layup. Foul on Hill, his third. So Hill and Dykstra each have 3 for the Maroons. Hawkins and Bartholomew have 3 for the Dutch. And Hawkins has the basketball. Dutch by 9 and with it. Hawkins gets a screen from Johns right of the lane. Hawkins on the dribble. Comes back toward the top of the circle. Hawkins, bounce pass to Ramos. Trent puts it in off the window. Hawkins with the assist. Hawkins broke down the Maroons defense with his dribble penetration and made a nice dish to Ramos. 45-34. Hill into the front court to Steginga. Now to Weir to left corner. Toward the stage end. Back outside Steginga. Steginga working on Ramos. Gets a screen from Dykstra. Steginga being picked up by Johns. Now Steginga drives to the basket against McCullough. Puts it up and in. And he draws the foul. That's going to be on Aiden McCullough. And Steginga will have a three-point play opportunity. Walters will come back in for Holland Christian, and Dykstra will sit. 1:03 left to go in the third. Steginga with a three-point play opportunity. Free throw on the way by Kyle is good. That's 13 for him. 45-37.